He's got the scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Biz.
An SNL cast member kind of apologizes to Quebecers for their skit about Montreal this weekend. We're going to hear from him coming up in just a second. First, we were just talking about the scariest Halloween or the scariest scary movies, horror movies of all time. Thought I had to throw this in there. The countdown to Christmas begins on Friday. Starting this Friday, Hallmark begins their Christmas movies.
Scary in another way.
Do you want me to remind you that this is happening on Friday again? I didn't know if I was a little premature here.
No, it's something to look forward to. Let's do it.
You going to watch?
No, I will not watch. But it's nice to be in the spirit of things nonetheless.
I just really wanted to hear Mariah. All right, almost half of women will bring a celebrity photo to the salon with them when they go to get their hair done.
Oh, okay.
I know you don't do this.
No, I don't go to the barber, period.
Well, this is a celebrity that has been named the biggest hair crush among women. You want to take a guess?
Oh, my goodness. Tina Turner?
What? Okay. That is so...
Tina Turner?
What year is it?
80-something? I don't know.
It's 2020 right here. Oh, Kim, who do you think is the biggest hair crush among women?
I had the cut.
Okay.
I had the cut. Should I say it?
Please.
Jennifer Aniston.
It's Jennifer Aniston. Oh. Of course.
Like circa 90-something or her, the way your hair is now?
All throughout life. But a big part of it was the Rachel cut. I know you've heard of the Rachel cut.
Yes, with the bangs.
Back in the day. Exactly. That was copied by millions of people. So more people want Jennifer Aniston's hair than any other celebrity.
Whose celebrity hair would you have if you could go to a barber and be transformed?
I like Beyonce. She was on the list, too. I think she was number six. Or Tina Turner.
A lot of hairspray involved.
She does have good hair. That was just very random.
Sounds
like Chaka Khan. Okay, so Montreal was the subject of an SNL sketch this weekend. They did the Bonjour High sketch.
Right.
It was all right.
It went over all right.
Yeah, but I guess there were some people who took offense to it.
Yes, a lot of people.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I guess they, I mean, we're very judgmental here about, or like not judgmental.
Protective. Not judgmental at all, but protective of our culture or something. I don't know.
People are saying they didn't get it right. There are some things they didn't get right.
Well, I mentioned that yesterday. Yeah. Right off the top, it was the way he said Montreal. I can't even, how did he say it? He said Montreal.
Oh, Montreal, yeah.
Or something like that.
It's a dead giveaway.
That was the offensive part to me. Was just like, yeah, had an opportunity to make it really funny and you messed it up from the top. But SNL cast member Bowen Yang, whom I really like. He's in the sketch. He took to his Instagram for a bit of a backhanded apology to Quebecers, I'd say.
Okay.
I understand now that Peugeots are not driven in Quebec and that I mispronounced Montreal at the top of the sketch and that the bagel we showed was a Jerusalem bagel and not a Montreal bagel. You know, I sincerely apologize and I hope that you are all having a good day, saying away to the St. Hubert's to enjoy our roast chicken. Oh, je t'aime coup encore and si calice crise.
Do you like St. Hubert?
I do, yes, but I feel like that accent in the apology was more offensive than the original skit.
I know. He kind of just like went deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
I just breathed because he said Montreal correctly. I was like, okay, thank you.
Baby steps.
I can take you seriously now. I know he used to actually live here, so.
That's right. I think that was part of the inspiration behind the skit.
Get it right, yeah. Anyway, that was his. Take it as an apology if you wish.
Yeah, take it for what it was worth.
But he just got real famous, I think, from this skit. I think it was good for him. Okay, it's 6:35 right now. That is your Biz. Coming up, we're going to...